Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now.
All right, welcome back. So on last thing, we were getting these diminished in context, like in All the Things You Are, for example. On this chord, this E7, you can use this diminished that starts on G and resolve it to A#. Now this G7. Right, so any diminished can function on any dominant chord. I'd like to think of it the opposite way, though, really, is that any dominant chord is a diminished and is derived from a diminished. Okay, so I'm going to go back a little bit to exercise mode. If we go back to this diminished, C, E-flat, G-flat, A. One of the three diminished, the other two being D-flat, E, G, B-flat. And then D, F, A#, B. Right? Now if we get up to E-flat, G-flat, we're back to where we started. Okay? Anyway, we'll just focus on one of them, assuming that you can do all this stuff with the other ones as well. So let's take a section of this. It doesn't matter which one. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of do it in a warm-up with the diminished. Bottom note, I'm going to lower it a half step. You see that I get a D7. This is where I started, E-flat, G-flat, A, C. Playing in fourth position. It's a good warm up. Back to it, back to the diminished. Now I'm going to take the G-flat, and I'm going to lower it to F. Now I could do it this way. It's kind of hard to reach. So I'm going to actually just put it here. So. Now I'm in fifth position. 2-4-3-1 fingering for an F7. So you see, I got D7, I got F7 out of this diminished by moving the E flat to a D or moving the G flat to an F. So here's D7, back to the diminished. Here's F7, back to the diminished. C to a B. Back to the diminished. And move this. And that gave me a B7, right? Where the third is kind of in the bass, this kind of sound. Right? skipped one. I forgot moving the A to the A flat. Doesn't really matter what order you do it in. I was doing it in ascending order. Moving the A to the A flat gives you an A flat 7, right? So all four of them would be. You could do this with any part of any version of it. Or you could do it the other way around. Becomes the root of that dominant chord. If I'm playing this diminished that has C, E flat, G flat, A, and I lower the A, I get an A7. Right? If I'm playing C, E flat, G flat, A, and I lower the G flat, I get F7. Right? That's because that G flat in that case would be like, if you played it, the whole diminished, and put an F in the bass, you're gonna get an F7 with a flat 9, right? If I take away that flat 9, then I just have a regular F7. Right? That's basically what we're doing here. So I'm going to limit this. There's like many more steps to this, but I just want to do this one step. So as an exercise, just, you know, as a warm-up, taking a diminished, any diminished. You could do any kind of fingering, too. It could be this, or it could be, you know, whatever's comfortable for you. And then just one at a time lowering each of the notes and then bringing it back. See those sort of how those arpeggios of the dominant seven chords kind of are related to the diminished. All right, that's a good start, and then I'll continue this with the application of it in the next video. All right.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument, And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.